most integral element of alternative subcultures is undoubtedly the music, the heavy riffs and banging drums uniting all fans to a common cause. With that in mind, it's no surprise that heavy rock was influenced by the death of Sophie Lancaster and her mother Sylvia's campaign. Derbyshire-based festival Bloodstock decided to name a stage after Sophie, a decision which the festival's director Adam Gregory says just made sense.
So one of our managers who looks after the Sophie Lancaster stage and the unsigned stage heard about the story where Sophie had been attacked and the reasons really sort of for the attack, which kind of really hit home with us, because ultimately Bloodstock is a pure metal festival. If there is an alternative culture, I suppose, we are that festival where that sort of type of person would sort of love to come and tend to be.
While Bloodstock's organisers say Sophie Lancaster's death demonstrated deep intolerance, they claim their festival is an open-minded event.
We see at the festival all types of people, dressed in all types of clothing and you know, having all types of views, and that's their view. That's up to them how they dress and what they do, and I think somebody making a decision to attack somebody purely on dress code, it's just shocking and you know, it's something that needs to be stamped out.
The organiser and his team hope that events such as Bloodstock will eventually rid metal fans of the intimidating image which has often plagued them.
The misconception people have of metal fans being aggressive and violent and sacrificing God knows what, it's just a fallacy, it's not real. We've educated a lot of people over the years, people that have looked at the genre and thought, well, no, that's not really, I think it's a bit aggressive. I think in 12 years of running the event, we've asked two people to leave the show, and none of those were violent related.
Amongst the bands gracing the Sophie Lancaster stage this year are Nottingham's Evil Scarecrow, whose lead singer and guitarist Dr. Hell, or Matt for short, says they were all touched by Sophie's death.
I don't think anybody that was part of the alternative scene wasn't touched by what happened to Sophie, just because it was just so awful and so close to the bone. I mean, when I grew up, I remember getting picked on a bit for the way I looked. Playing the Sophie stage, it's an important monument to a horrible story. It's a total honour and a big responsibility for us to, you know, stand up for the metal community at the same time.
Dressed with gothic makeup and even spiked headpieces, the band's strange mix of genres does, though, make their style hard to define.
Stupid, shouty, robot dancing nonsense.
Band singer admits that being a rock fan is a commitment of almost holy proportions.
The community we belong to believe in the music so much, they follow it and love it that much.